The lack of crucial parts and technologies is really damaging their production of everything. The thing about natural gas, I'd always thought, well, Germany and Europe and the rest of them are through the back door subsidizing the war in Ukraine by buying natural gas from Russia. Well, Sonnenfeld proved, he said, that the cutting the natural gas to Europe, because Russia just now came out and cut natural gas down to a very, very small amount, thinking they're going to punish Europe. Sonnenfeld showed this. He said, only 46% of Europe's gas comes from Russia in the first place. But 83% of their gas goes to Europe. When they cut it, they hurt themselves twice as much as they hurt Europe. Then finally, China, which is sometimes appears to side with them, is not helping them completely at all. So this is all good news. Very, very good news. The problem is it takes time. And my message to Joe Biden is, Joe, send Zelensky the planes he wants. Send him 100 HIMARS, not 16. And send a Navy escort flotilla through the Bosporus, the Dardanelles, into the Black Sea. Let the Russians know in advance to escort UN ships that will take the grain out and feed the third world, because Russia said that they signed an agreement on that. And by the way, Russia, if a missile so much gets fired while those Navy ships are there, you've heard of the Battle of Midway. You've heard of the Battle of Leyte Gulf. Battle of the Black Sea is these rusty Russian ships are going to be at the bottom of the Black Sea. So shut up. Go to the lines. Rob of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Rob of West Allis.
Good morning. I just wanted to add to the comments regarding the importance of people with a science background in government. There's far too many lawyers. No offense, Matt. There's far too many business people. And over the weekend, I had caught a segment of the show State of the States, where they kind of go through what's going on in every single state across the country, in the state houses, Senate, those areas. And they had two legislators on from Georgia. One was a physician. The other one was a microbiologist. She was still teaching. You know, she had a PhD because their stuff meets part-time. But they pointed out two examples that I thought were very eye-opening. One was when Georgia wanted to pass the six-week abortion ban. I believe it was Georgia Bill 481. She said what happened was there was an organization with these physicians and obstetricians on it that were saying things that just weren't true about conception and pregnancy, and several things were off. Well, she checked into it, and she found out one of the state legislators there on the Republican side had created this organization, put false information in, and then referenced it in the bill. The other one, the microbiologist, said when COVID was raging down there, Kemp had a graph where it was showing a smooth decline in cases. And what she quickly noticed is they put the months out of order on the chart to make it look like the cases are going down and the deaths are going down when they actually were increasing. So I just wanted to chime in on that how important it is to have scientists involved in the political process.
Wow. Yeah, that's very, very important information. And it kind of opens my eyes. Yeah. When Peter Pekarsky called in, Peter is he has an electrical engineering degree. And the truth is, when you do look at the committees, you know, they're great giving silky speeches, a lot of them. But most of them don't know anything about science. They truly don't know anything about science. And one of the benefits that having scientifically knowledgeable people in the Congress that you just point out is the Republicans are not above. In fact, that example is shocking, and I'm sure there are others. They're cooking the data and cooking the presentation so that the average person goes, oh, deaths are going down. That's great. They don't dig into it. And the newspapers are doing a good job. The national one's trying to dig this stuff out, but they can't cover everything. So that's a good point. Good luck at getting lawyers out of Congress. I mean, going back to the beginning of the, you know, Abraham Lincoln was a lawyer. So give me a break. But in any event, not everybody is Abraham Lincoln. So here's the deal. Here is the deal. With Russia, we have got to crack down even more. It turned out, it was just revealed, that J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and the major international banks are financing Russian oil because they're financing their traders, and many traders, and many of them have investments in Russian securities in their oil companies and so on. You do not want a circumstance where the government tells somebody where you can invest and not, although if this it may come to the point where you can say you can't buy Russian securities, and I would support that. But what about people that already have positions in Russian securities, especially large banks? If they have to unload them at $0, that's going to hurt the banking system. I think the way to do it is to pass sanctions that say there'll be a special tax on anybody investing in Russia. Of instead of capital gains, it'll be 50%, 75%. That incentivizes them to sell them. But there are people who are avoiding these sanctions. Frankly, some of the European countries are avoiding the sanctions. Some of our banks are avoiding the sanctions. And the point of Sonnenfeld's excellent article is that they're having real effect, and that basically Russia's economy is a basket case. And you say, well, why don't people rise up? They've lost more than 50,000 casualties in Ukraine, which is dead or seriously wounded. And the dead now, according to the Ukrainian government, Russians are approaching 40,000. Why aren't the moms there demonstrating? Like in Vietnam, they were drafting kids out of high school. They were going over with 6 or 8 weeks training at Fort Dix in New Jersey, and they were targets. They went into the jungle and they got shot. And finally, people put an end to it. Well, you can't over there because they will arrest you and throw you in jail. And you just can't do it. They're afraid to do it, so they will continue to be drafted and killed. But when it comes to the collapse of their economy, when it comes to the fact that there's nothing on the shelves, this is like Soviet-era times or World War II times, at some point, when does the pressure grow so that an oligarch, for instance, with a lot of money, who realizes he's next on the murder list? Putin has already killed about 6 oligarchs, and every one, he said, is a murder-suicide, and he kills their families, but some of them have been stabbed. The oligarch and his wife and daughter stabbed, one in Barcelona, one in Moscow, and they're around Russia, the rest of them. If you think that you're about to be stabbed and your wife and daughter about to be stabbed, don't you take out Putin? I mean, don't you take out Putin? What's the matter with you? And you have some cover here if this keeps going on. One fascinating tidbit that came out was that, remember when Putin went to, met with Erdogan and the Iranian guy, and they were talking in the Middle East? There is speculation that he has been negotiating with the Iranians that if it looks like he's going to be ousted, they will take him in and he'll go to Iran and live. He's already looking for an exit. My view is kill him first, but if he's going to go to Iran, fine. But something's got to be done. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind?
Good morning, Matt. Say, I wanted to circle back to something I talked about yesterday. I did call Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger, and Liz Cheney just had a voicemail, and I put my message in. But Adam Kissinger had an intern. And when we talked, and I said they ought to consider running for president, vice president, 2024, and they're bringing the country back together. They're destroying all this partisan politics. They're uniting the country. Unless he was brand new on the job, he sounded inspired. He really did, and it made me feel good that I think I had, you know, spoke my piece. 2 weeks ago, I went to City Hall here in Oconomowoc when they had passed this concealed carry in the library, and I said to him, I said, something as serious as a life and death issue in the library should be a citywide referendum. I said, if you study how many hours you get of training to kill a person, it's only 4 hours for concealed carry. hunter safety, you spend weeks to kill an animal, to learn how to kill an animal. So if that doesn't say it all, and here's my point. All the listeners, get active, make calls, challenge people. We're going to have the RNC hanging around Wisconsin maybe more than we need to, but walk up to them and thank them. Shake your hands and say, thanks for cleaning house. Thanks for you guys taking charge of Trump. Thanks for you guys restoring it. You're going to catch them so off guard. Nobody's going to holler or get mad at you for thanking them for the job that some Republicans are
right.
doing. I'll hang up and hear your reaction. Thank you.
Yeah,
Matt.
Excellent reaction. Excellent comments. I'm going to respond right after the break. We're going to a break right now. 844-967-2789. Lines are open. I am going to respond to Bill of Economwalk right after the break.
He ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time.